Coming in now, the Hoodoo Brothers, and I want to remind you, you are listening to 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. Just really appreciate Mick coming in to do the show tonight, and especially that last song. Thank you also to Debbie, and safe travels to both of you. The Hoodoo Brothers, also coming in from far away. They are from Topeka, Kansas, most of them. And, of course, Jim West is in this band, and Jim is the weekday host, I think 6 to 10 a.m., I believe it is, on 106.9 Classic Country Radio. So he's just one of five of them. They're all coming in here. Here comes Jim. And we've got Nick Olas in the band. He and Jim do some of the vocals. Mickey Munoz on the drums. Paul Gibson on bass. Casey Artzer on sax. And to end the show tonight, we're going to do one more by Mick, because we always have to do recorded music at the end. But these guys are coming in and hooking up. Tell you what, I'll just do a quick song here while we're, and we'll fade it out. This is one of Mick's, actually. This is called Princess, I believe. And this is off of the album Roots and Ozark Blues as well.
City wore blue jeans to the prom. She ditched a date and drove home with her mom. If you're looking for shy and demure, I guess you're out of luck. Princess in a pickup truck. Princess in a pickup truck. City was a looker, and his full was a strain. She didn't like soccer, so she joined the wrestling team. £110 soaking wet. She tore it up, princess in a pickup truck. Princess in a pickup truck. She holds a wheel so rock steady. Queen of the road, little Chevy.
Mick Bird, we want to thank him again for coming down. Sounded great. This is 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio, and we're going to keep it going. We've got a live group sitting in right now. These are the Hoodoo Brothers. We're going to meet them here in a minute individually, but they're setting up. We've got two guitars, a sax, a drum, and a very beautiful Rickenbacker bass. Gorgeous bass back there. So,
yeah. So again, I'll say the band members' names. They're it's tough to get all your amps set up and everything this quickly after another artist was in for the first hour. Nick Olas, Jim West, Mickey Munoz, Paul Gibson, and Casey Artzer. And he Come over here and tell me the name of the brand of that saxophone again. Say it one more time.
It's called a P. Marriott.
Yeah. You sax aficionados out there all know that, but I didn't, you know, I'm thinking he's going to say Selmer or something like that. So, yeah, whenever you guys are ready. Glad to have these guys back all the way from Topeka.
Yeah, we're not so much just from Topeka anymore, though. We're pretty spread out now. We got Lenexa and Gardner and Lawrence. So really, us Topeka guys are kind of in the minority now.
All right. That's Nick Olas talking. So yeah, Nick Olas is going to do most of the vocals, right?
I'm probably going to do all of them tonight.
Right. Probably into that one.
All of them.
Yeah. All right. Whenever you guys are ready.
Hi. Let's do it.
Yep.
There you go. Yeah.
funky.
Yeah.
Nice. I love that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome to the Hoodoo Brothers, Kansas City. Scotty Deluxe here with Dennis Deluxe. Keith Washburn is here also. What's the name of that song?
That one is a song by The Meters called Sissy Strut.
Ah, I like that. Do you guys normally open with that?
No, we just decided it would be a good one to do today.
That is a great opening jam.
We have a set couple songs that we start every show with.
So, okay, cool.
But for tonight, we thought we'd just do something kind of hot right off the bat.
I love it. We're off to a great start. What's up next?
We're going to do a Johnny Lang song, nice blues number.
Cool.
Jim West is back here tearing stuff up.
See how he is?
Nick's trying to put it together, and Jim keeps on tearing it up. I mean, you've been up since 6 this morning. What's the problem?
6?
Yeah, 4.
Who's sleeping until 6?
Yeah.
Probably got to get up at 4 a.m. to be on the air by 6.
You never know. You never know.
I used to hang out down at Jack's Pool Hall. You go down there, you don't do nothing at all. You want to play some cards, there's a game in the back. You want a shot of something, hey, you went and talked to Jack. You had a little money, was a grade A fool. There was a guy down there, shoot a little pool. Rack 'em up. Rack 'em up. Him up till the day he was dead. All he ever said was rack him up. He didn't own a TV set, he didn't own a car. He ate whatever Jack was making behind the bar. They said he had a wife and she left him in tears. Hadn't been home in 25 years. So rack him up. Come on, Jim.
Wow. Thanks, guys. Well, as usual, Keith, Dennis, and I have about the best seats in the house. Yeah. best seats in town. We've got five people playing right to us. They have amps pointed right at us. This is wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely loving this. Can we give a shout-out to out on our Facebook, Kay Nelson said that she was going to be listening, so we want to give a shout-out to her.
Kay Nelson.
Thank you.
All right, yeah. And whatever else you guys got coming up, if you have any gigs or Facebook, you're on Facebook, Hoodoo Brothers, right?
Yeah, we got our website, Hoodoo Bros, B-R-O-S, like brothers, HoodooBros.com. Every place we're playing, pictures, audio, we got it all on the fab. I mean, our website is one-stop shopping for everything Hoodoo Brothers. So.
Right on. Hoodoo, like who do it the best, the Hoodoo Brothers.
Hoodoo Brothers.
I think the website is Hoodoo Bros, B-O-R-S.
Yep.
Right.
I think some of the cool stuff that's happened to us recently is that we've started picking up some gigs up on 18th and Vine.
Nice.
At the Kansas City Juke House. And
that's a great joint.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's a lot of fun. They're so nice there.
They really are just so cool.
100%. The wait staff, everybody is super nice.
Yeah. And last weekend, was it last weekend? Last Friday?
April 16th.
16th. Yeah, we were over at BB's Lawnside for the Mama Ray Hope House benefit. Her 25th year for doing that and the 40th year for Hope House. So we're very honored to be a part of that. And coming up, I guess we're going to be doing the Kansas City Blues Society monthly meeting. That's going to be at Scores, I believe, May 10th.
Score Bar in Independence, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
May 10th.
Yeah,
right,
so.
Yeah, Wednesday. What time does it get started, Dennis? 7 Come on up 10. Here. 7 to 10, Dennis says.
So, yeah, that's just a few of the things. I'm probably leaving something out. But
We've got so many. I mean, we're really starting to fill up a lot. We've got a couple of – we're doing this summer we're going to be playing with the Topeka Blues Society. Topeka Blues Society. They have a summertime in the park thing going on, and we've been fortunate enough to get involved with that. So out of Gage Park in Topeka, a night – out at a big amphitheater out in the park.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, everybody bring their lawn chairs out and get to play some, listen to some good blues music.
So, Keith, you probably don't remember this, but it was just about a year ago that we met you and Dennis and everybody. And I just sent Dennis, I think, about a week ago a picture. He came to our one of the first people to ever hear us outside of family. He came to one of our rehearsals, and it was just before we launched the band to start gigging. You know, we had picked up some gigs, but we were really pursuing it at that point.
We came to see you guys when you were doing the Hot Toe Picker.
Yes. Yeah.
So then the Hoodoo Brothers were just being born, as you said. Yeah.
Yeah. And you guys have been tremendous to us. So thank you, Keith, and thank you, Dennis. Both of you guys have just been so awesome to
love
us.
Love you
thank
guys.
You.
And now you got the sax. Of course,
Mickey
got here at like 7:30 or probably earlier than that and just set up the drums. Thanks, Mickey.
Thank you for letting me come.
Yeah, right on.
I don't know.
So loving this band and you know the sax, everything. You guys are awesome. Play something else for us.
Let's do it.
All right. I don't remember what I had next on the list. You guys know what I had next on the list?
Is it Chili?
Oh, Chitlins. So we're gonna play a little jazz number here, Kenny Burrell. Go something like this. Thank you.
Casey. Oh, Casey Artzer, man. That's Casey Artzer on the sax. That sounded wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah, he pretty much has kind of filled out our sound.
Oh, man.
Definitely.
It adds a lot, but your rhythm section is awesome.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Appreciate
you. Yeah, you guys sound great.
Thank you.
Just keep right there, man. That bass sounds great, the drums, everything. And you guys kind of, I like the way, you know, this is probably something to ask, kind of putting you on the spot here, is not all lead guitar players can be generous to each other. You know what? Right?
Let me chime in on that. And Nick has a perspective too. But Nick and I share a bond of that we love gear. And we will talk about gear, you know, guitars and amps and chords and crazy little things like that, you know. But Nick is, to me, born in the blues. And I came along a little bit later. So he's shown me a lot of stuff about the blues and helped me discover new artists that I've never known before. And sometimes I come up to him and I go, hey, I really like this song, you know. You know, can we do this one? He says, no. It's been done too much. You know, it's like, oh, I just discovered it. No wonder it's such a great song. But I understand what you're saying, and we're probably one of the few bands that do a two-guitar thing, and we both share leads and along with Casey, and we've had a great time. We both are different styles. So it's what works. And trust me, there is so much to play that there's no longing for, hey, I need a solo. You know?
Okay, yeah.
So it's not kind of like that. I don't know if that answered your question.
No, it did.
And Nick may have something to say about all that.
Well, you know, honestly, a lot of it is I've always come from the school where, I mean, I don't need to hear myself play. I want the song to sound the way it's supposed to sound. And if that means I don't play a solo, well, I don't play a solo. I don't really care. What I like about Jim is just the simple fact that we are different, completely different. We come from a different background, a different playing. And it really, I mean, it'd be boring if we both played the same. You'd hear the same thing over and over again, and it'd be like, well, didn't he just play that? You know, so it's nice we have a lot of contrast with each other, which makes it kind of nice.
Well, you guys back each other up extremely well. When Jim takes the lead, you're, you know, back, he's backing you. It just sounds great.
And together we have a lot of gear. A lot of gear.
They're into the gear. I love that. Yeah, you know, like some people are really weren't too much about playing football, but they're really into the uniforms, you know. So that's kind of you guys. You're into gear, you know.
Yes, you got to have gear.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, play some more music for us. Thank you. Do we have time, Scott?
Let's take a quick little break, and we'll come back with the Hoodoo Brothers for another half hour. But let's take care of a little business. We'll be right back.
Kansas City Folk Fest is now accepting applications for new volunteers for the upcoming festival on Saturday, May 20th at Washington Square Park. To get involved, visit kansascityfolkfestival.org. This message is a public service of KKFI.
The Moonlight Mosaic, shiny musical goodness, Friday nights at 9 o'clock. Sunshine pop, rock, psychedelia, imports, B-sides, drifting and dreaming. From all eras and all time zones, come hear your new favorite band on the Moonlight Mosaic every Friday night from 9 to 11, only on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
Scott Bunty and the Moonlight Mosaic, I have to say as a witness, he does a heck of a job, and he fills in for a lot of slots. Scott's got it going on. I love that show. All right, we've got the Hoodoo Brothers here. What do we want to hear next?
Well, we're going to do a song called It's Your Voodoo Working.
All right.
It's a one-chord song, by the way.
That means it's extra hard.
You'd be surprised what you can do with one chord.
I fell in love with your body and soul.
can't sleep. It's your voodoo working. It's your voodoo working.
Voodoo working.
Round and round, same old thing. Heartache, misery, trouble and pain.
Oh, the voodoo that you do. With that in mind, how did you come up with the name Hoodoo, Hoodoo Brothers?
So, you know, Keith asked us that the last time, and then he said, well, we'll wait till the end of the show, and then we never did answer it. However, I'm glad because, honestly, it just kind of sounded cool. There's no hidden agenda. There's nothing. It's got a kind of a bluesy sound. We were going for a blues band. We were kind of all like a band of brothers. So, Hoodoo Brothers.
Ah, it works. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, Dennis.
And was it Nick's idea for a blues band, or was it collaborative? What do you call it?
Collaborative decision? It started with Jim and I.
Okay.
So, like I said, initially, Jim and I were going to get together, and we were going to do an acoustic duo thing, which we do sometimes. But it was going to be like sort of like with the Hot Toe Pickers. It was going to be country and a little bit Americana and that kind of folky kind of stuff. Jim plays a mean pedal steel guitar.
It is so mean I can't even let it outside.
Yeah. And so it really, we were going to go that route. That gave birth to the Hot Toe Pickers. But then we really got thinking, you know, let's do this blues thing because I think we can do it. And it just took a little time to get the right guys. And I mean, this is it.
I mean, I personally love it that you guys, like, Jim is just a musician. I mean, you got your own show on, or you're the morning DJ, right, 6 to 10 a.m.? You going to be there tomorrow morning?
Yeah, I'll be there tomorrow morning.
Yeah, exactly. So you got to get up at O'Dark 100 again.
Yeah,
so tonight,
I'm so used to it, though.
You'll be loading all out of here, then loading it all back at home, then trying to get wound down. And what time do you think you'll get to bed tonight?
With any luck at all, I don't know.
Yeah, so you may get a couple hours sleep.
Sometimes, you know how it is. You know, I'm really a hoot owl, so getting up early goes against all grain of thought. So.
Well, I'm just using this as one example. I'm sure Nick has got a similar story, and probably all these guys.
Oh, they
which
think
is...
waking up early is like 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
They're like, don't send me texts until at least 7 o'clock.
What does he do? 5 o'clock, texting
I'm like, I'm up, everybody. I think
Right. But no, I'm just saying, everybody is holding down other jobs usually, and you know, local musicians have got the passion. They love music, they love playing, they love, you know, performing for people. So when you go out next time you see your local band, throw $5 in the tip jar because you know they're
being a musician thing isn't something it's something that you are. It's not something you do, you know. Although you do.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah. Well put.
Yeah, a couple months ago, the Kansas City Blues Society was doing an open jam at the Hideout, and here comes the Hoodoo Brothers walking in spontaneously, drove all the way for the jam, drove home, and this guy's, like you say, Keith, he's got to get up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. And I said, man, you guys are tough stuff.
I don't want to say I get up early, but I've stepped on the rooster a couple of times, and he was not happy about that.
Well, you know, speaking of that last jam, Double Take, we're friends with those guys. They are there. Outstanding. So,
great, yeah.
Matthew Moore, if you're listening, hey, buddy.
Right on. Love you guys. So, yeah, shout out to all of our former guests and Hoodoo Brothers, if you just tuned in. They're on with us until 10 p.m. At 10 p.m., it's going to be the Grateful Dead Hour, and I think it's probably going to be Timmy T tonight. I'm not sure, either him or Rick Shale.
Oh, we learned, like, 4 albums. I thought we were going to be doing all this.
So, you guys are going till midnight, aren't you?
Yeah, so I'm sorry. We didn't have to learn all those songs. Okay, never mind.
Keith, one last thing. You mentioned past guests. People listening out there, if you want to be a future guest, this is what this show is all about. Contact Keith here at the station, Keith Washburn at kkfi.org. You can send me, Scotty Deluxe, a sound file with an MP3. And you can email that to scottydeluxe@yahoo.com. The whole point of the show is to put new people on and trying to get everybody as much as we can out there, get you on the radio waves. This station goes all around the world. This is totally cool. This is the best gig in radio, I think. So anyway, that's my little thing. We want to encourage all young people out there. So with that in mind, let's go back to and get some more hoodoo.
Yeah, call right now. I'm not kidding. I'm gonna stand by the phone here for a little bit. If you're interested in what he just said, call our number at the station here, 816-931-5534. And not operators will be standing by. Keith will be standing by. All right, Hoodoo Brothers.
Let's just spooky.
Some more music.
Not too fast.
Thank you.
Casey on the sax, and of course we got Paul and Mickey on the back here on the on the harmony, and love it, the rhythm section. And Paul Gibson, I understand, is the guy who started the Gibson Guitar Company, right? Isn't that what you were telling me, Nick?
Yeah, that's why I'm playing the Rickenbacker here.
He's just trying out a Rickenbacker, just to, you know, like, you gotta know the competition, dude.
Every now and then, you got a slum.
Not everybody can have good taste.
Of course, we're just teasing. So, yeah, everything, all the way around, really great, you guys.
Thanks.
Love it.
Thanks.
I don't know if we're ready for another. Are we supposed to do another announcement here?
We've got a little business to take care of. We'll come back for probably two, maybe three songs max. We'll have about roughly 15 minutes. Also, don't forget tomorrow night, Mike Lytle and The Real Deal, a killer show starting from 7 to 9. Scott Bunty on after that. But let's check out what's coming up later.
Hi, this is David Gans. I'm the host of the Grateful Dead Hour, the weekly audio postcard from the wide musical world of America's best-loved band. You can hear the Grateful Dead Hour every Thursday evening at 10 p.m. here on KKFI, and our listeners can also go online and hear it on the KKFI two-week archives at kkfi.org. I'm very happy to be part of the offerings here at KKFI, and I hope you will support this community radio station with everything you've got. KKFI.org.
KKFI is now posting new content every day to our Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. So be sure to like and follow your community radio station on social media at KKFI 901 FM. And thanks for supporting this station since 1988.
Yes, thank you for supporting the station. 35 years, KKFI 90.1 FM. We've got a great thing going on here, not just tonight, but just in general. We've got a great thing. So we're going to finish out this hour with the Hoodoo Brothers. And we've got somebody's going to come up and – are you singing on this one?
No, I'm going to sing, but we got backup singing.
Backup vocal. Okay. Yeah. All right, cool. What's on tap?
This is a Fabulous Thunderbird song.
Nice. All right. Nice.
Thank you.
That's me. Dennis had to go do something, and Keith is doing something really important out there. But we have about 7 or 8 minutes. I don't want to take any more of your time. Tell me what you guys want to do.
So we're gonna do an old semi-jazz song by the Dave Bailey Quintet. It's called "Coming Home, Baby." A lot of people know it by Mel Torme did it.
Mm-hmm.
So cool. So we're gonna do our version of that. I just wanted to say too before we end, we're gonna be at the Casey Juke House on May 7th. It's a Sunday matinee that they're doing at the Juke House. So come on out, like we said earlier. Casey Juke House has got great food. The people are, you don't find nicer people. So.
What time does that start?
5 p.m. on Sunday.
It's 5 p.m. on Sunday.
Early show, matinee.
Okay, that sounds good. Come hungry, right? They have food?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
wow.
Come
wow
hungry.
Wow food, wow factor.
Yeah, really, really, really cool place. And, yeah, like I said, I'm not kidding. The people are about as nice as they come there. So,
and that's the Juke joint.
The Casey Juke House.
It's
at the 18th and Vine Historic District. Uh-huh. Not on 18th. It's Vine, and it's right down there. You can't miss it.
Yeah, it's right on the strip.
Yeah.
And so if you were coming out of the Gym Theater, you go a little bit to your right.
Yeah.
And then across the street, and there it is.
There it is. Yeah.
It's a wonderful place. I love that place. These guys are going to play right up until 10 p.m. because Rick Shale, who is doing the Grateful Dead Hour, said, "Nah, that's fine with me. Let them rip." So you guys have something you can go for about 6 or 7 minutes?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Right on. Again, the Hoodoo Bros or Hoodoo Brothers.
And, Hoodoo Bros, that's our where you can find us on Facebook, Hoodoo Bros. HoodooBros.com.
Right on. So thanks again for coming in tonight,
guys.
Thanks
for having us, guys.
So we're gonna close it out with one more by them, and all then right. You'll hear the Grateful Dead Hour by Rick Shale. So keep it tuned right here to 90.1 FM. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Hey, thanks for having us, Keith. Appreciate it.
Tune in next week.
showcase a little bit early. So Rick Shale is ready to do the local, or the this is the local showcase.
That's me. I'm ready to do the local showcase. Let's start all over, guys.
Exactly. Rick, what show are you doing again now? Oh, Grateful Dead Hour.
That's right. Me. Yes.
All those time for that.
Well, that was kind of fun, guys.
Bird. Yeah, super fun.
Why don't you introduce the guys again?
Yeah, right on. I got to get my sheet, but I want to thank Mick Bird for coming in first for the first hour tonight, Mick and Debbie, and of course the Hoodoo Brothers. And I'm going to get my cheat sheet here. Let's see if I can do it just from memory here. Jim West, yay. Nick Olas, Paul, of course the Gibson man, right? Paul Gibson.
Yeah, Junior.
Mickey Munoz.
Thank you.
Casey Artzer.
Yeah. Oh, yay.
Yeah. All right. Fantastic job, you guys. Man,
thanks.
What a show tonight. Coming in from Topeka and all over the Kansas City metro area.
Thank you so much for choosing KKFI for your continuing education, the voice of the community for over 30 years. And you can choose to further that mission by choosing to support KKFI at the top of this page or go to kkfi.org/donate. Thank you so much for tuning in.